What's happening, people? Welcome to the General Banter Podcast. Joined today, but you're not that special, you're more special needs. Our special guest today, Connor Keyes.
Yo!
And Aaron McCann, back from America.
What's the crack?
There we go.
They let him back.
Now, I held back in the kitchen a minute ago, but how the fuck do you not know where I live at this point?
Right, here's the thing, man.
You fucking...
Here's the thing.
This is what I'm up against.
Like. I know it's kind of like friendly banter and all, but you might need to get checked out. You know, like get some basic tests.
I'm long gone. Just... If you left me at the bus stop and told me to walk to your house, I'd die overnight. Like
that was the conversation. I got as far as about like finting the turn off, and I said to him, "By the way, turn off for finting." But I said, "By the way, you know where we're going here, don't you?" Yeah. And I was like, "Well, I know the direction I'm heading to." And he was like, "Well, if you take me to the bus depot, I'll make it from there." I was like, "What the fuck?"
And then I suppose you got to the bus depot, and then what happened?
Nothing. Although to be fair
not a clue.
Google Maps did say your house was at the completely other end, and I knew where I was going from there.
Yeah, but if Google Maps got me to like say where the cinema is in Oma, I could get to your house.
That's different.
Yeah, no, it's not.
They also said
Colin's house is on the left, and I was like, "Do you know which road you're coming in on?" No, I was, well, it could also be in the right, depending on the road you're coming on.
Just the amount of fucking times. The number of times you were in LA. How'd you survive in LA, for fuck's sake?
How'd you, you know, fucking buses and shit, like, you know what I mean?
Public transport, sir.
Could you find a bus stop?
The boy at the front tells you when to get off, then I fucked off.
Listen, sir, I'm gonna sit here, my eyes and ears fucking covered here, if you just wanna tap me in the leg when I'm fucking good to roll off this bitch.
I get off in front of the turn off on Hollywood Boulevard.
That'll fuck you in LA when you're like, oh no, no, oh, looking at Airbnbs, and you're like, no, this one's in Sunset Boulevard as well. And then you get there and like, Sunset Boulevard goes from or no, it's not Sunset, but what's it, Santa Monica, but which was, no, which, Sunset? Yeah, that goes from like there to Mexico. Yeah. So
it's literally Oma to Dungannon, the lamp of it, like everything's there.
I don't know why the, like a boulevard, like, Vegas is the same. It's like 4 mile long. What the fuck?
Yeah.
But every Airbnb I looked up, I was like, that's grand there, that's grand. Maureen's like, no, that's not, that's the other side of LA, you know what I'm saying?
Idaho,
because it is fucking mad. Like, even whenever you were in Venice, like, if you have a mate who lives in Venice, like, I had a friend who we live with in the house, and then they moved out to Venice for work, and I was like, right, I'll never see you again, because it's like fucking cut off. An like hour to get there.
I know I heard someone on a podcast saying, like, you know, they used to live in Venice, and then they moved away, and they're like, I haven't been to the beach in 3 years, and you're like, it's close, like, it's. They're like, it's literally only 20 minutes away or something. Like,
also, hot take, the beach is shit. So there you go.
Fairness, I haven't been to the beach.
Their beach or the beach in general?
The beach in general. Fuck the beach. I don't like going to the beach.
Sand in your hoop is a bit of a problem, in fairness.
Yeah, I mean.
It's one of those things, seems like a good idea, and then you go and 20 minutes passes and you're like, right, who gives a fuck?
Bored as fuck.
Can you swim?
No. Well, yes, I can, but like, I wouldn't.
What's that term? Like, negative buoyant or something?
I wouldn't be confident going into the sea. Like, I can't cycle a bike, though.
My head's not sinking. Like,
not.
Well, sinking. No one's riding a bike in the sea. I tell you that for free, but.
Except for Jesus.
Except for Jesus.
Doing wheelies.
No, the bike can't do it, only he can. So he's constantly going across, just holding up to.
Do you think that's a problem because all your siblings are like 50 now?
What do you mean?
That you can't ride a bike?
Oh, it's
are they all just like, he'll figure it out, the fucking big
it's
head.
It's a form of child abuse, to be honest. Nah. Like, how the fuck?
You would need a sidecar for
I basically, my old boy and Niall Dahl gave up on me, like, because they've already had 5 wins, so I just learned everything through, like, eHow and YouTube tutorials.
Except how to ride a bike.
It's hard to watch and ride.
Took away the cycling proficiency test. That was it. Oh, it was all fucking downhill from there. Or
I learned how to tie shoelaces, and I was exhausted. I was like, can't be fucked learning anything else now. Let the school do the work.
I guarantee you.
Double knots would fucking blow your mind.
I guarantee you the cycling proficiency thing went out because they were like, a lot of these kids can't, their families can't afford bikes, so it's going to be like...
All you're doing is encouraging theft.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. They're going to bully them because he's a bikeless wee fruit.
Bikeless wee fruit. That's in my next show.
Fucking cycling I never did that, but I did get jealous of people like, because I played real sports, but you would look out. That was the only an option for someone like, can you not play football? What do you not want to do?
Oh, that was the only option we had. Oh, really? Everybody had to do it.
No, I never
seven.
Did it. I just remember watching it going, everybody. I'm quite jealous of it.
No, we all had to do it.
And then when the season, like the football season was over, they would try and play some like fucking proddy shit, like cricket.
Oh, we're fucking heartland's our own. Like, I mean, a proficiency test didn't
take over Gaelic. You know what I mean? It had to be done. Yeah, well, you had to do it. Bike or no bike?
Useless Protestant
school. You get your fucking cycling proficiency test in Tyrone, and then they're like, I never cycle. These fucking red diesel cunts will just fucking throw you off.
Only stay within the town boundaries if you want to stay alive.
Because no one's sober, and no one can see out their back window for just dirty fuel. How do people... What's in those cars with the whole back of it's black? Is that red diesel?
Oh, fuck. Or is that something to do with paraffin or home heating oil?
Crisp and dry?
You ever see some of the McDonough boys pull up and fucking 3 parts diesel and 20 parts fucking home heating oil? Oh, I mix her up the fuck.
That's why Mickey's car smells like home heating oil. He claimed that he bought it and dropped it somewhere, but he definitely...
Fuck, he's filling it in with a... He's siphoning it out of the tank.
I had to order home heating oil today, so there's another adult fact.
Adult as fuck.
When's the last time you ordered oil, McCann?
Fuck all, hey. I just go in.
Chili oil with your fucking Nando's.
Do you know those videos where some quote unquote like millennial will pick up like a Walkman or something and be like, "What the fuck is this?" Aaron does that with just like forks and shit, like really basic shit.
A map? Fuck that.
Make a house call. I don't know how to work it. I can't believe I put that in my mouth.
I was going to say, I was rubbing my balls in that area.
What's that? And I was fucking ball scratch.
I'm throwing it. What the fuck are things here? I'm fancy things, boys.
Are you... By the way, I just announced... which camera am I on? Fucking big gig on Saturday night. Are you emceeing that?
No.
Are you on?
Uncle Mickey is emceeing. I'm on.
You're on,
yeah.
Aren't you?
I'm on, yeah.
I'm on, bro. Who else is on? This is in... By the way... Lola's in the Silver Birches in Oma. I was in Argos in Oma, and this guy was like, "Hey, fucking Roger," but it was not. And I went, "Thank you." And he goes, "You gigging down here again?" And I went, "Yeah." And I went, "Lola's," and he went, "Where's that?" And I went, "Oh, it's at the Silver Birches." And he went, "I don't go there." And then he just walked away.
Catholic
dig.
I don't go there.
Yeah, dig.
I was gonna say, bit of a syndrome, but you know,
nah.
But how fucked up is that? Like, you wouldn't go somewhere because it's associated with a religion.
It's not even associated with this, is it? Fuck.
That's, just, but in their minds, yeah, it is. Minds, like, yeah, and it's an event that you want to go to.
It's a fuck. Yeah, it's a comedy gig.
Stupid. Fucking stupid.
I mean, you know, he probably thinks it's dodgy, and it will be. Because I'll just come on like...
Bartlett will be in the sash, as always. You know what I mean?
Is there a fucking... You know, I hate the term, but... Gayer instrument than a flute? You know when you're trying to intimidate people?
Oh, wow.
When we'll sing our songs.
Piccolo.
I mean, it's more or less a piccolo, isn't it?
But a piccolo just sounds fucking worse.
Get the piccolos out.
If you were in a 12th of July band, what instrument would you play? I'd say you'd be a choir held by in a lamb bag.
Of course.
You'd fucking bust the thing.
You can't be less than 20 stone and be that kind of... I saw... nobody gives people in like those bands jip for drinking Blue Wickeds.
They
drink Blue WKD. Yeah. And no one's around to go, all I can remember is like when I was younger, you drank that for like the first 2 times you drank. And then someone's like, "Oh, that's fucking poof."
Then you get shagged.
I think it's a strategy. I think they sort of think, "Well, the cops won't take it off me if it's only a blue WKD.
If it's a juice, essentially.
If it's put it into a Powerade bottle, sure, it'll do right."
It's fucking...
Remind you've been back at school, McCann.
I tell you what, delicious.
What?
Blue Wicked. Delicious.
I do like the taste of Iron Brew. And there was a period of time when our, like... You would drink in the house, and when you went out, your drink while you were out was a double vodka and WKD orange one.
Aye, because it was Iron Brew flavored, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, and then one time
it was red and white, or like a...
Fuck all that. The red one was gross. The blue one for the crack, I'll drink one like.
No,
tell me, just snap my teeth off and fuck them away. But there was
bounce about just in the sugar rush.
I got dragged. The only time I ever got dragged out of a club was back when fucking 5 points was Auntie Annie's. And I was sick, and I had a load of fucking Beechams. I had about 12 Beechams in me, and I went out, and we did a whole pile of drinks, drinking those double vodkas and everything. And literally just woke up in my house the next morning. Yeah. And I was like, "Oh Jesus, what happened?" And I think it was one night for some reason my granny was staying in the house, and I'd fucking barfed. You know when you like you barf everywhere, and then you just clean the toilet seat, and you're like, "Sweet," and the fucking book was all down the side of the pogo. And
all yellow from the lamps up and all.
I was just it was a blackcurrant one. Poking up Vimto. And then the next week we actually went back to the same club, and the guy's like, are you gonna fucking he's like, "What's the drink in the night?" or something. I was like, "Huh?" And he's like, "I had to see the chiropractor after last week's fucking..."
nothing worse than an unknown postmortem. Somebody you just have no idea that you met.
Just me getting dragged out.
Do you mind last Saturday? No.
Yeah. I've had that a few times.
Had the fucking cheek to come back to the next week. Brush my hair the other side. Had hair back then.
But sometimes you have them postmortems and you might not realize till months later what happened.
Oh, yeah. I had the first. My first one happened at what, end of third year. if my daughter's listening, end of sixth year.
That's not much better. I was about to say uni or fucking high
school. So I escaped from the house and stole a bottle of Stewart's Cream of the Barley whiskey from my uncle.
Holy fuck.
Stole it, drank it in about 20 minutes, and went to the local GA hall for the disco. And I remember leaving to go to the disco, and that was it. So I woke up next morning, and the first time in my life I ever had that feeling going, fuck, I was out last night. And you're like, oh Jesus, how the fuck, what? And then I got the full postmortem the next day. 3 months later, after I get ungrounded, when the little fucking finally lets me out, I get back to the disco, and I meet a girl at the front, and she was like, you fucker. And I was like, what? She was like, do you not remember? I was like, no. She was like, you fucking fell on me and broke my collarbone. I ended up in A&E, and I had snuck out that night, and I had to ring my man da from A&E
holy
to come.
And
I was like,
fuck,
oh, that had to be the
what fucking way
the
did
worst.
You try and catch you? Oh, here he comes.
She was she was quite short, and I think just went.
Just fucking the people's elbow.
Macho Man Randy Savage stayed just straight
took her elbow pad off and fucking off a couple of ropes.
But what a way to get caught sneaking out to the school.
And yeah, listen, I stuck me out there. Some fucking Goliath fell on me and broke my
what a blackout. I got drunk and fucking powerbombed this girl through the bar devil.
So I apologize.
I love accidentally injuring people. I was in a shop once just talking to this fella I knew. Remember Cult? Remember that shop Cult?
Aye.
I was just talking, I was getting very animated. And this wee small, like very slight emo girl who worked there walked behind me, and I was like, "Oh, fuck, oh, fuck!" And I elbowed her right in the middle of the chest as she was walking. So I just went, "Hey!" You hear the air come out of me, like this, and she just fucking like doubled over. And I was like, "I'm so sorry." And she's like, "It's okay." And I like limped out of the fucking.
That's hilarious.
But the fucking like she
the
probably knocked,
of like,
knocked the wind out of her because she moved right into it. Like, "Hump!"
Things can fucking like escalate. Like, do you remember that, even that time in Raffin Island, me and Dave were fucking about with the piles? And I just, he fucking, whatever way, he fucking wallied me in the side of the head, and I just had like anger in me, and I pushed him, and he went through the seat, and it was this seat in the fucking place we were staying at.
Poor
and
fucking
the fucker
seat.
Went right through it.
They took the, it was like a two-seater couch, and one of the arse pillows was away. So it was just the wound and the fucking thing. And Dave tried. It's on video, I have it.
I just went fucking clean through the bottom of him.
Dave's like me, like he's not a small unit. Like he's.
No, he's
that poor seat.
I don't think anybody in that place would have survived going through that seat except Shane, maybe. To be fair.
Shane would have sued you if you pushed him.
And won.
I'm going to wipe this cunt out.
Yeah, the fucking cleanies.
Last week at Lavery's, he said he couldn't remember his set at all.
That's hilarious. He was funny as fuck.
He said
that's
what
I said to him.
Crack. Actually,
that's what I said to him. I was like, fucking, you know, you might have to get blocked every time you do a set now. Everyone's
it's
there.
Only the Christmas fucking dude you could do. I wouldn't know. Oh, I wasn't there. But it's it's the only one.
Did I not
it's the only
ask
time.
You to go and you couldn't go or something?
No.
Did I not ask you at all?
We'll just move on past that.
Did I not?
No.
Fuck
no.
Beef.
No. Don't start this now. It's going to get awkward. And you're videoing it and stuff. And if I have to break your collarbone, you know there's going to be a row.
You see, I mean, I'd have been perfectly
I was in line mate the next night. That's what I'll care.
I know, but that doesn't matter. What one did I ask you to do or something you couldn't do?
The week, no.
I don't know. I literally must have got confused because
I'm there this Wednesday now, so I'm back. But anyway, but that's the only.
Oh, you haven't got Labrys this Wednesday?
Yeah. That gig is the only one you could have went up drunk at, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Like, you'd give it a go, because like, the fucking crack's good. Look at it.
That or like one of the. The last podcast night, have you heard that or anything? No, you probably haven't. Where me and Mickey got the fucking some wee girls up to do that flip.
Oh, yeah.
We were blocked then. We were fucking chinned. Yeah. And then, fair play to the girl who we like lost the game and she was just like, well, I'm not going to mix them. And she just grabbed the whiskey, blurp, and grabbed the fucking
giddy up.
The blue wicked, necked it, shotgunned it with a straw.
That's one after my own heart there.
Oh, you the fuck, you missed so many nights. You know, fucking post crew up front. The fucking Thirst Gang 5000.
Sounds like a shitty wrestling faction.
There was actually like we did shots and then just I went and got them, like, there was about six of them. I got, like, six red after. I was like, do you want a drink? Just for, like, you know what I mean? Like,
to be polite.
Yeah, just to be like, cheers for taking part in that. More free drinks. Yeah. And I was like, what do you want? Red aftershocks. And I went and got, I got, like, six of them. And set them down. She goes, are you not doing one? And I was like, for hell's sake. But then that was one of the times where I was like, if only Aaron was here to fucking not buy any six of these people. That's happened so many times. Though.
We need these shots, though. And I'm like, Aaron, get the fuck over here now.
And what do you, what is your job in the middle of all that? Do you distract from the shots or just partake in the shots? Or
Pokemon no, well, Go no, he's phone. The vicarious dick. You know what I mean?
Oh, right, yeah.
He's You're like, one. Get in there and fucking film it. Tell me all about it. See what's
happening. Straight into the WhatsApp group the next day.
Fucking Facebook Live. There you go.
That's it, lads.
Have you seen that video? Of it's one of those ones like you'll never see it in line, but it floats about like all the fucking bricklayers WhatsApp groups.
Oh yeah,
it's like this boy riding this like Chinese girl, and he's going, "Say up the rah, you bastard! Say up the rah!" And he's slapping her, and she turns around and fucking socks him.
Man, it has been my dream for fucking literally decades, because I was 16 when the careers advisor came in, and I thought I would be funny in the class. And she was like, "What do you want to do? What's your career?" And I said, "I'd like to make it in the adult film industry." And the place erupted, and I got sent out of the class by the teacher. But there has never been an Irish porno. Think about it, there hasn't been one yet.
Are you joking? Do you listen to this podcast?
But like a proper big budget. Like,
no one's really doing big budget anymore. Like,
it's all amateur.
You didn't know. We listened the other week when the call girl from Larne.
Yes, oh, yeah.
I love Belfast. No, I just thought I'm a big fat cocks from Arsehole.
A proper scripted, budgeted porno would be fucking amazing. Can you imagine?
I don't know why.
I get on to Chris Ball and asked him, Bad Day for the Buck.
No,
the parody of Bad Day for the Cut. And he has to go
Bad Day for the Cunt porno.
You might not get to print that. But I'm telling you, even just for the auditions.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
but I mean, I don't know why there's not more, like, you know, like...
imagine the phrases and the lines.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
There's actually...
Give it a wee look there.
New category of porn, culture.
Culture porn. Amazing.
Is there fucking... There's a future in it, mate. There's a future.
I mean, yeah, it would be fucking unbelievable. I don't know why, like, a lot of big sort of budget, like, big directors don't do, like, an erotic film. Do you know what I mean? Because there is actually films where, like, there's real fucking in it. Do you know what I mean? Like real fucking well shot, good storyline films. Where what's the one with fucking
well shot?
Willem Dafoe and the first scene. It's Antichrist. The first scene is just his fat cock shaft. Shunk, shunk, shunk. Like this here. And he's sitting there.
Willem loves his fucking filth, doesn't he?
Oh yeah.
Well, he's in that one with Madonna too. Wasn't years ago.
He's got a fucking dirty bastard piece on him. Like
some wang. Hey, in fairness.
I mean, you'd need to make up for it with that fucking bake on him, but there's a bit where she's wanging him off really hard.
Is that it there?
Yeah, that's his fat cock there.
Fucking
and then
Garf Kreischer?
That's the start of it where he's just blasting him. You can't see any of this, Connor.
Sorry, I'm over here in get the peasant later. Seat. It's all right.
Quite the chode on him, doesn't he?
The warheads out there.
I think I might be actually quite happy enough not to say that. In fairness, I'm all right over here.
It looks like a small American football. No, anyone's real fat in the middle.
Giddy up.
Bit of a fucking torpedo look to it.
Looking like it hasn't had the penicillin yet.
Yeah. You need to keep rolling it flat. Fair play. Fair play too.
I'm wrecking my brain here now. I'm going to call you porn. Like.
Oh,
I think that's
a
brilliant idea. You need to, you after this, immediately
there is a market
get that
out
motion.
There for that.
Can I tell you something? I saw one thing one time when me and Mickey were like fucking on a porn... Coochie porn? No, cult. Oh, sorry.
Kelchi porn?
Kelchi.
Kelchi porn.
Look at her just grabbing a handful of her blurt. having fun. I mean, so I was watching this thing, and the guy definitely had a fucking. He sounded like woodsy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like that sort of. What's that, like South Tyrone or something? What the fuck?
Strabane?
Is Strabane Derry, probably? I don't know. That area.
North,
you know what
West,
I mean?
Yeah.
On down there. And the guy came out, and it was like. The setup was kind of like, there was a teacher and there was like three fucking schoolgirls who were 40. and they were like, today we're going to learn how to suck a cock type setup. And this fella comes out. He just had that, you know, that underbite that he just cried, like, he just fucking shaved my bollocks. And he literally had, like, he shaved the circle and then the belly hair stopped in a perfect line.
Oh, yes.
And he came out and he's just like, yeah, he fucking. And
shaved it into the shape of County Tyrone.
And he was literally trying to act all nervous and like, oh, please, miss, don't be sucking my cock.
But he was obviously, you could have it would be, you could have it like proper porn, but it would be the funniest fucking thing you would ever do. Do you know what I mean? Yes. I mean, even just like trying to get a culture with the chat up lines, or even just you think of the fucking stupid little cliche of the plumber turned up the house. Do you imagine him here? Oh my god, fucking here to sort out your pipes there, love. Any chance?
Sure, we used to. Any chance? We used to fucking look up the, like, you know, like the ads. Was it Farming Life or something? Uh-huh. Or whatever magazine is out over here. And this is on the old podcast, and Dan Watson used to read it out, like, with the sexy music behind it. But it was someone talking about, you know, like, fucking, it was like, chrome finish. Fucking whatever, bloody blood, fucking two-stroke, whatever. It was all like
taking you in the back of a mossy.
It was all fucking like farming terminology, but it literally sounded like the fucking no, that's what it was. He would mix up like the dating and the fucking ads thing.
Yeah.
Where people were selling all sorts of sheep and fucking god knows.
That's hilarious.
But yeah. I'm telling you, there's a market there.
Well, I'll tell you what.
We could start we could be pioneers.
Here's what I'm going to do.
We're going to set up auditions.
No, I had like three scripts for a thing called The Blood, the Mud, and the Beer.
Right.
Which is actually the incorrect lyric from the song. It's Mud.
Mud, the Blood, yeah. And the Beer. Yeah.
But for some reason, as a title, I think it looks better the other way. But fuck it.
And it'll annoy people who think you meant the other thing. Yeah.
And, but it was just, it was like down in the country, like two cousins inherit a house and just try and make money. And it's fucking chaos. But what I might do is like make a half hour pilot of that. And then sell a ticket to a premiere for that, which then funds it, basically. You know, like a big room full of people paying 30 quid or something, but it gets you entry to it and you get to see it and a bit of merch or something.
Definitely.
But I might just scrap that and just have a whole pile of fucking in it, is what I'm saying.
What date's that happening?
What date?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
Fucking get it in the diary. Yeah. just pick one.
5th of May, you know, that's on the wedding anniversary.
Sort of, see, too, you'd have no bother because the amount of fuckers like in LA that had like zero audience and they were doing like GoFundMe's and they're getting like hundreds of dollars out of nowhere. I'm like, who the fuck is paying money for this? Like,
oh, they're
it's fucking mental. It's like,
grooming, basically, is what they call it over here.
I think I would definitely throw in a bit of banging in it, though.
Oh, I definitely.
You could, sure, yeah.
Because there's it's getting more.
It's our accent that would make it. The point where you couldn't take it seriously. You have to laugh at it. Like, you know, so, but if you know that when you go into it, you could have so much. Even just writing a script, I mean, the lines could be fucking.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You'd have so much fun with it. But that, and Bad Day for the Cut, the thing is, the farmers go around and get revenge and all the people who, you know. So this one, in my head, the farmer has to go around and impregnate as many as he can. That's his mission.
Yeah.
And bring in the silage.
Yeah, all before tea.
Just full fucking, yeah, it'd be incredible.
Let's do that. There you are.
Give us a wee look at that.
Have you ever seen one like that before, have you? Jesus, that's some shock.
Need to take you up to the shed and get you milked.
Come on it. Some fucking heifer, boys.
Enough of them delays. Hey, fucking feed left over for the house and everything, too. Come on, I'll get you down to the birch's pit.
Spread that rump. Do the rap.
Oh fuck,
it's not fair.
It'd be fucking incredible. I don't know anyone good looking enough to pull off an on screen nudity.
That's what auditions are for.
Mickey that's what auditions are for. When are you making this film again?
I don't know. But the auditions are next week.
180 people in here today jiggling their tits.
It's the only time now, 2018 is probably the only time you, like 10 years ago, you wouldn't have got anybody even remotely thinking, oh geez, I'm not going to show myself naked on TV. But now they're like, fuck it.
It's part of it. There isn't, you know there isn't mean? An there's actress.
That cultural change in Ireland, and especially change. They're like,
I was going to write fuck anymore. I was going to write material one time about like any actress you see on a thing, and you're like, fuck, she's not bad. You can go, what's her name? Nude or something, yeah. And you'll see her wear tits out without fail.
And even if it's not her, they'll be photoshopped on top. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So but I said, had there been the same amount, nobody has ever
taken a nude photograph of me. Are you on there nude? Is nobody like? Are you a gay icon by any chance in the north or in the west?
No way. You wouldn't know about it. Like, I'm not an anything icon. I think the best I could do is secretly someone would be like, wouldn't he fucking just wreck a back end? But they would never. They never say anything about it.
Probably one of the best compliments a man could hope for. Jesus, someone was thinking he'd ruin you.
Like he's not handsome or he's not good. I'm not whatever. But like a few gins in me,
no.
I'm a face stuffed in the corner of a couch.
He just throw you about,
and he just fucking
the one boy do some waiting.
Someone's been deadlifting. Get up them stairs.
I hate that. Do some eating. Fucking hit you out and then get a fucking to-go box as well.
Just pretend it's a filled soda. It looks like a filled soda. Get it up.
So you're going to be a cowboy supper. Just get it up.
Oh, fucking hell.
You could be in a kidney, just riding all around you.
I culture porn would be, I think that's literally ideal. Like, yeah. I think that'd be so funny.
We are there, I'm telling you. It's
culture porn. What did I come up there when I googled it? Culture
porn. Oh, you'll find plenty. Not that I would know. I've heard that you'll find plenty of like English rural porn or
yeah,
and well shot and you know lovely. Like, do you think of the Spairns? Think how fucking beautiful they are. Imagine you had an organized gangbang in the Spairns.
A great venue for it too.
Absolutely.
No better place.
Nice cinematic shots.
Oh, fantastic.
Drones flying all over the place, coming in from ball bag to sky.
Yeah. Oh. That's the name of the movie. From ball bag to sky. Imagine trying to get up close to someone's dick with a drone and just clipping the end off it.
Jesus, watch, would you? You're
like one of them wee tingles. Jesus, sir.
Take two. I'll give me 2 seconds.
Load of dolls getting their ditties. Fucking electrocuted and electric fence for the cows. Jesus.
I'm gonna fucking.
There'll be no cows milked tomorrow, Pat.
I'm gonna fucking show you a clip, right? This is somebody emailed me this and I showed it to Mickey. But somebody emailed me this now because they're like, oh, you watch like fucking fucked up porn.
Of course you do.
I just want to watch your reaction to his face while he watches this. You ready?
Go on. Jesus Christ.
The eyebrows just, the eyebrows say it all the whole way through that.
No. So,
is this one of those things? I was just gonna ask. Is this one of those things you cannot unsee? And I just know from that reaction, I don't want to see that shit.
Right, let me paint the scene for you.
I'm a kid. Like she's ill. Like she's not
still
well.
Right,
do me a favor. Right, put it back to start and narrate it for me.
Right. So basically, what's happening here?
Put her to the start.
Give him a play.
Your man's doing quite damage from the back here, right?
Right, uh-huh.
Right over the top of the settee, right?
Excellent.
Immediately he folds her over, puts her over the top for a facial, right?
Right.
Aiming for the mouth. Uh-huh. Full bottle of fucking yop comes out of him, right? And it won't come down her throat quick enough. Immediately starts boking, right?
Oh, obviously.
No, yeah. That's the best bit. She turns the camera and goes, I'm sorry!
Which makes you fucking carrots come through her nose.
She must have had fucking 19 bowls of ramen before she did all that shit. I've never seen him book that much of my life.
16 cup of soups.
Keep going, tell me. Play by play.
She's crying.
So great. She's literally in tears, like, yeah. And more book. Uh-huh. And she's trying to like cover it up. And then boom. You like, you know, I can kind of sympathize. It looks like one of those books where you know it's coming up, but you think you can stop it with your mind.
Oh, so
you're like,
no way.
And then it just fucking gets too much, goes over her teeth, over
like
her mouth.
Put your hands over your mouth and it just goes everywhere.
Someone comes in with a full roll of Bounty and goes, clean yourself up the fuck.
Wipe that shit up.
Now,
I'm glad I didn't see that.
I would Ralph if someone.
I see, that's the thing. If I looked at that now, I'd probably jump around.
If someone fucking dumped a load like that in my mouth, I'd bug too.
Oh, of course.
I think, right?
Some amount of salt in that, like.
But, like, she. Sodium levels be through the roof.
Sodium fucking
out of her.
But then, I have a feeling she was ill, because she just kept, like, massive bugs.
Salmonella bucking.
She should have called in sick to work.
No. That's what you do. It must be rough. But, like,
well, what do you do if you're
she's just like started? A week. Yeah, you can't. You have to,
how can
like
you ring in
athlete.
Sick?
Yeah. You have to be like, I can't eat heavy before I go in here. I'm going to get thrown all about the place. Like, she might have went, ah, fuck it, I'll have a wee bowl of ice cream here after my lunch.
I'll sneak it in.
rattling the hole off her, and then she's like, oh my, it's like being on a fucking jet ski for an hour. She's like,
but it must make you think, what kind of condition those port stars are treated if, like, a major laughter her book and she turns and just goes, I'm sorry,
I know. I'm so sorry, this guy's cock made me fucking absolutely gag and throw up. I'm so sorry about that.
We were talking about that, like, I was talking about this, I was just saying how out of control this podcast getting with people saying that I'm porn now. And I was explaining this video to, like, I think it was Aaron Butler and Shane or something. And Maureen goes, why was she sick? And I was like, well, a big load of cum in her mouth. Like,
and it was a queer fucking load, too.
That first pop was fucking...
like a bottle of yap, isn't
it? There was one time we were in Edinburgh, the Three Sisters, and Mickey, we were like drunk in the room or whatever, and Mickey had left his fucking a tube of toothpaste in the windowsill. And it was beside the, you know, like a big slidey window that goes up like that. And we were blocked and he's laughing at something. And there's something wrong with me when I'm drunk. I just like breaking things. Or like you the other night when I fucking threw the Cheerios at you. And I just, out of nowhere, just fucking hammer fisted the toothpaste. And it just went. And that literally became like a fucking, like a quote. You know what I mean? Me and Mickey be talking about something. We're like, oh, it's like you jumped in a tube of toothpaste. Just the rate that it, and it shot out the window onto a car because there was cars parked out the fucking window.
Somebody down below, well, fuck that boy, some shot.
Clean teeth though. Oh, Jesus Christ. We should have had like a wee, you know, fucking introduce Connor Keyes to the podcast.
I just rocked on here as if I fucking owned the place.
Connor Keyes, comedian, founder of arguably one of the best clubs in Ireland ever.
No, not founder, but
I
didn't find her.
You just come in after. I just
jumped on the fucking bandwagon. Just counted the money. Two boys did the work.
But you were. Who else? Was
Terry
it
and Chris. Terry
Keyes. Was Terry?
Yeah.
I see. I don't know.
He moved to Belfast then, and then I stepped in. I was
like, what other Keyes can we get in here? Who's related?
A lot of Keyes. Far out. Like he's his dad and my dad are cousins, sort of thing. So, second.
So you could ride him if you wanted to.
Pretty much. That's the excuse I told him that night.
You were just talking about a fucking. Can we talk about that gig again? We were about to smack the guy from the fucking Bonnevilles.
Oh yeah, that's one of the problems of living in a small town is you just have to deal with some of the fucking ball bags that walk about the place. Yeah, so basically Bonnevilles are playing, and some guy at the front who was who you could tell was clearly a musical critique, a critic, like whose critique was for the Independent and stuff, and. Like in between songs, just as the band are just taking a break from the last tune, Andy's tuning up. Fucking, all you hear is, "You're fucking shit, mate." And I was like, "You fucking." So, because I had 3 pints of Heverly in me, over.
Love that sense.
And just sort of whispered in his ear to say, "It's fucking time to go. You can't."
That's a brilliant.
Yeah, so it's just, problem is, you know yourself, you know the crack. Like, I mean, sometimes, you know, one person can ruin the whole fucking thing. The vibe was good. The audience were fucking loving who the guys were. But
what do people
all
expect?
All it takes is one dickhead. But again, he's one of those fucking ball bags that just obviously looked at the poster, seen the word blues in there somewhere, and was expecting to come to a fucking Muddy Waters tribute, you know what I mean? And because of the age, and he's like, fuck off.
But like, what are people, I just don't know what you're expecting to achieve, but he's going, you're shit.
That's like... Why would
and
you
the guys up
that,
there, like, I mean, you've seen them, fucking the guys up there playing that guitar, like, fucking nobody's business, and somebody going to your shit.
It was an old boy, you said, eh?
Some old boy, in his 50s, late 60s, or late 50s, like, and
just achieved nothing.
Should have been just at home, or in a home, you know what I mean? There's no...
Yeah.
Just no excuse for that fucking behaviour, like, I was raging. And then it heavily took over by, and I became security.
The bubbles went to your head. I had 2 pints.
He sort of stopped when I whispered in his ear, because the band started playing. I whispered, I was like, mate, if you're not enjoying this, time to go home.
Yeah.
You know,
Which is fair enough.
We'll walk out. And we'll walk out. And he just sort of gave the look, you know, as if say, looked me up and down, weighed it up, and went, that's a lot of weight there, boy. And just sort of went, all right.
Fuel.
And just sat and said nothing. Then I was fucking.
I swear to God, I had 2 pints of Heverly one night, and when it just came out, kind of. And we were in the pub, and we were like, we're mourning our parents and all, and I went in the toilet, and I literally texted Maureen. I was like, I feel really funny. I was like, I feel weird. Just keep an eye on me in case I fucking collapse or something. And it literally was just the strength of two Heverleys that are necked just hit me.
So you know when you're 6 pounds?
Yeah,
it's weird. You sort of time travel about 3 hours of drinking after like two drinks. You're like, what is happening?
A brother of mine said to me, I had never tried it before. So he was like, Saturday night, WhatsApp group. He was like, oh, just had a couple of Heverly there. Absolutely beaut. You should try them out. And I thought, oh, give it a go.
Yeah.
I was in Glasgow for doing the stand. Mm-hmm. And I don't drink. You know me, I take a lot of vitamins. And I thought, fuck, I'll take a beer. I'm in Glasgow. I'm going to do a stand, you know, only a beer. Same sort of thing. Sort of knocked it down. I thought, fucking hell, that's a bit strong. And he was telling me he had a couple of beers, lovely, no hangover. And I don't like going on stage with drinking. I thought, fuck, I'm feeling a wee bit. So I texted him. I was like, what the fuck's the story of that Heverly? He goes, I know, didn't want to tell you. I had four bottles and she had to come downstairs and carry me upstairs. You fucking wanker. If I had went for a second one, I'd have been on the stage fucking steaming.
Mate, that's
wild stuff.
I've honestly, like on a Thursday night or something, went for a few in the pub and had maybe like 3-4 pints and the next day been full blown dying, like I'd been drinking all night.
The hangover you don't deserve.
You know, you're sitting there and you're like, I need a Chinese after this pizza.
It just doesn't make sense, but you mean you're trying to like proportion it.
And then the other night, drank to about 7 in the morning, woke up the next day, everyone's wrecked, and I was like, I actually feel okay. Do you remember? I ran into you and I was like, I got up at 6 o'clock, I need to go for like dinner with his family, and he's like, what time is it? And I went, that's only 12, gotcha, bitch. But everyone's fucked. I was kind of grand. Yeah.
Or was it one of those ones where you're still full?
No, because I've had that before where you're literally like poisoned. You're like 2 o'clock, I'm fucked. But no, it was grand. Got up, had some food. Had another wee sleep later on that day. Felt even more better.
I can't wait till the next time I get drunk so I can have a Giuseppe's the next day.
You must have
Giuseppe's. Let me tell you something. It's the best pizza in the world. And here, I might 100%. I might actually go... This is what I did last time, because I'm such a foot cunt, right? I went to, because I knew it would be closed by the time the gig was done, because I learned from the last time, so this time,
don't tell me you
I got the pizza before, I was in the hotel room, and everyone was talking, like, oh, do you want more drinks at all? And I was like, I don't even, I'm like, I literally can't even hear what you're saying.
Fantastic.
The whole set was a blur, I was like, couldn't concentrate, because I knew so this excited. Fucking Fantastic. Pepperoni was upstairs.
Eddie will be over the fucking moon, Giuseppe's, John Street, Oma.
It's unreal.
Sponsor this podcast.
I swear to God. Like, see all the Yanks are like, where have you had, like, the best curry, the best pizza, whatever? And I was like, literally, best pizza, Oma, County Tyrone.
It's fucking, I mean, the only thing I've had recently that nearly was as good was there was some place opened, like, at like the Linen Green or something in Dungannon, they got a big wood fire pizza or wood fire oven thing, and it was lethal.
Nah,
it was.
Did you ever see the fucking meringues and the pavlovas?
From where?
Bricks, like up in that Linen Green fucking spot.
Well, that's another. Oh, it just opened like recently. Me. This pizza coffee shop thing, but
we're not promoting businesses, by the way. No, sort of, yeah.
Oh well, yeah, fuck it, go eat.
Fat fuckers, just
but that was about the only thing. It was
nowhere to eat by.
It was a slightly different type of pizza, but Giuseppe's is fucking banging. Like,
it's class. It's fucking unreal.
I walked in last time and the girl went, oh, come and get us. And I went, fucking yes!
Get him.
Yes!
We made it.
All the way up. Yeah. Well, when Giuseppe's know your name, boy, that's it.
Oh, fuck's sake.
It is unbelievable, though. I don't know what it is.
It's just
all the stuff they use is fucking lethal. Tasty as shit.
But then you're trying to communicate. You're wondering, is it that you know, it's like local.
Is it your own bias?
Or
is, your own,
is it that it's actually unbelievable? Because like I had all this different stylish shit and all, and all this different stuff, and it's like, oh, this is the best pizza voted by LA Weekly. I was like, this is some good shit. On
the only pizza based thing I've tasted that was as good as that was when Alex from Dina gave me a free Italian sausage calzone or whatever.
That's right.
And I was like, I'm taking my fucking trousers off right now. Like, get your hole.
Is it still open?
No, it shut down. He's,
that's a shame.
I think he's back. And it was totally underappreciated. Because it was literally... Listen, that thing. See, I would love to make a series of, like, a web series, right? And it was like... I'll just do 10 episodes and I'll eat, like, the 10 best things I've ever eaten. And that will be one of them.
Right.
Because I said to him, I was like, how the fuck do you make that sausage? And he goes... There's, like, pork and... rosemary and red wine, and that's what I'm telling you, because I'll have to kill you. And I went, I believe you, because you're Italian.
But it was, care, it tastes fucking delicious.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Like, one of the best things I've ever eaten in my life.
It's so good.
And there was nothing to it, really. It was just the bread, some fucking sauce, cheese, and whatever this sausage was.
But you chat about, like, gems, like, hidden gems. It fucking is the definition of it.
I just think...
I don't know how to break it these. I don't like pizza. But, yeah, I agree with you.
What?
Yeah, don't like it, man.
What is it about it you don't like? The delicious cheese?
Oh, if you brought one in here, I'd eat it. Like, but it would be like on the bottom of my list of takeaway options. Like, I would never.
What's up there?
Indian would be a fucking killer for me now. I love a good Indian.
I like Indian, but it's a bit fucking. I like it when 8 people get an Indian and you can have wee bits of shit. See the idea of just eating one big curry?
No.
Even as tasty as it is, I'm not into it.
No, you have to mix it up with that. That's why you have children.
Oh yeah, so you're like, oh, you like a fucking,
oh, you like a caramel, don't you? You I like a hot one. You
like a lamb vindaloo, don't you?
You don't like them spicy, so you can't really have any of mine. But oh, I like yours, so I can.
Yeah, I'm just gonna sweeten this hot one up a wee bit. That's incredible. Do you know what? See if you can get like a really good like. There's a place in Derry called Romeo's, and it moved. It was like a different thing. But when we were in uni, we used to eat it all the time. And anytime you get a shitty kebab, I'm like, what? Why can't you get a nice, like, clean kebab? Like, it's really, it's not that shitty of food if it was nice, you know what I mean?
Because
it's no different than like a fuck, you know, like some big fucking rugby lad goes into Boojum and gets a double meat burrito, you know. It's the same
well,
shit.
Well, a proper kebab shop, if you look at some of the Dublin kebab shops, like, they're doing proper lamb. They're not doing like the processed fucking, you know, they're doing actual layers of lamb, and it's fucking.
But they did a big fucking giant rolled up, and it was all clean, and there was no sauce pishing out of it and all that, but it was fucking gorgeous. Like, and you're like, why can't they all be like that? Why is it all shit on toast?
I was going to say it's quite weird. We've spent last time on us talking about food, but actually it's not weird at all. No. It's probably quite fucking fitting, actually. Unlike our clothes.
But some things don't even make sense. Why is that bow tree in the fucking Holy Lands in Belfast?
I still have to go there.
The best Thai food I've ever eaten in my life. And I've been to Thailand. And I've eaten Thai food. That's a lie. There was a place in Amsterdam called Little Bird. And it was another, like, take my trousers off type moment.
But then, did you have any vitamins before you went to it? No.
I didn't smoke weed the whole time I was there.
What?
Didn't. I don't know why. I don't think anyone else was doing it. And I was just like, well, fuck this.
That is fucking sacrilegious. Like,
I was blocked the whole time. Like,
but you get drinking? Fucking blocked in Dungannon.
I can get fucking stoned in Dungannon.
With the red bay.
Portuguese stuff, no good.
I saw two fellas, though. Amsterdam's weird, like, but it's, have you ever been to Amsterdam? You've obviously been to Amsterdam plenty
every
of times.
Every year. Every last 12 years.
It's fucking great, like. It's so close, it's like going to fucking...
It's great, man. It's
Bundoran.
I just love how liberal it is. Hookers is a good thing to go and watch. Like, me and the missus go and walk. Like, it's like a window shopping. Yeah, and I was like, if you weren't here, that would be what I would pick.
I don't even know. I was fucking... It's just too weird for me. It's weird. Do you know what would fucking give me a bigger boner? If you just walk past and there's like a girl, like, you know, just like a wee top with no bra on and just her pants instead of big plastic fucking, you know.
Oh, the stilettos. She's
got a devil tail on 12 inch and her tits are like under her chin. I'd be like, I don't know, that'd scare me a wee bit.
It's not a very good alleyway to go down for big units like ourselves. You know, it's such a, like, they're such tight alleyways. So me and the missus were walking down, this fucking woman decided to come out. Big fucking African woman come out and started whipping me.
Nice.
Yeah, come in, see me, big boy. I was like, what the fuck? She was herself. She thought it was fucking great that I was getting fucking battered.
We had
I didn't even pay for it.
We had a full conversation about it. Like, you know, I bet you they just love if a fucking, you know, like a rugby team's playing in Amsterdam and they all just wander down here. And then the more we get into it, we're probably like, probably not. Probably they probably want some goofy businessman who's gonna fucking dump his bag in like 2 seconds and then she's like, right, that's €500.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, no problem. Instead of some guy going to fucking Pound Town for like an hour and a half. Do you know what I mean?
He's been on the beers.
Going out
for 2 o'clock.
Out for 2 fags.
I can't do it myself, love, but I tell you what, I'll fucking watch you.
How do they price it? Is it by if you
thrust
if you,
per thrust?
What about old two stroke? How does he get on?
I think I actually witnessed a couple of like refusals, like people going up and the girl just going, no.
Not working? Yeah.
What was the thing you think?
Weird wee guy, probably. Yeah. Just a weird wee weirdo.
And they're experienced. I mean, all joking aside, it is a proper profession. Like, they know what they're doing.
It's an art.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's not an art, like, but yeah.
An art?
You haven't seen much art.
Get art funded.
You could be an artist too if you fucking stood on the right corner. Cock artist. Like, you work in Subway. I'm a dick artist. So
sandwich artist.
And I know a few people ventured on in. But I think the story was, yeah, they'd been on the beer all day. Like,
I don't think I could do it. No. I literally don't think I could do it.
I like the idea of it, but the actual process, nah.
I never liked the idea of paying for something I can get for free.
Yeah.
You can't get weed for free. You can't get steaks for free. But like, if you worked at it,
fuck a bag of weed, can you?
You know what I mean? You can't what?
You can't fuck a bag of weed.
I don't know, man.
Let's find out.
Stranger things have happened. Like,
I don't know. It's not it. That sort of scenario doesn't turn the fucking lights and all the PVC and the fucking like girl looks like she's an alien. That doesn't really do it for me at all. If someone just sneakily gave me a hand job in a cinema, I'd be like, I'll pay fucking money for that.
That's we went in. Do you know? Like, we went into. Were you ever in the Amsterdam wanking cubicles? Have you been in them?
Someone said the Sandra. The wagon cubicles? No, I don't know.
So. You go into like, so myself and my wife, and I went in my, and my brother and his wife, sort of, for the cracks to see what is this about? So you go in, no joke, man, it's like a fucking cubby hole. You're underneath this tiny cubicle with a lazy boy, a tub of moisturizer,
yeah,
tub of cream,
a share, and a communal fucking,
a load of fucking tissue here. And then just a screen above you, which is like €1 in, and put the euro in and choose your channel. And that's like, I was like so fucking surreal with these, but like you can see guys just coming in, just 3 minutes later, sometimes 30 seconds later, leaving again. Just so that was just come in, have a wank, go back about your business. And
that's
so
mad.
All I could hear from next door was my brother's wife. She had turned on the gay porn channel. And he had to sit and suffer through the fucking gay porn. But for a euro, that's all it was. And the boys were just coming in.
These boys not have no data on their phone.
I was like, how fucking desperate, how desperate do you have to be to want to walk in exactly. to the middle of the red light district and go, do you know what? I've just had me fucking cheese and bacon sandwich there. I'm thinking, a wee fucking wank would do the job. If only I had a place to go.
Choose your channel, RT2.
Zig and Zag. Nostalgia. Nostalgia.
There's a time when you could have had quite a serviceable wank to, like, a Hollyoaks.
Oh,
do you remember back in the day when Hollyoaks was basically, like, Nuts magazine, but they moved?
That's right. They were, it was quite feisty. But they moved.
Like the Harry Potter things. That's hilarious.
Oh, my God. The wanking booths. I mean, we saw a guy, you know, like an adult baby type vibe in a nappy walking along the street, but I was about to make fun of him, and I was like, he doesn't give a fuck. Like, Matt,
if you've decided to leave the house dressed as a baby, you don't give a fuck.
And he was wearing like fairly,
in fact, you're probably expecting it and hoping for it.
He's wearing a fairly swaggy pair of shoes too. I was like, they're not bad, you know, like the new Balance that are a bit chunky. I was like, not bad shoes, sir.
Telling you, conference, all you need. Pull off a fucking nappy, like.
If there was a nappy that said Supreme on it, you'd have
I'd have it on me.
Just dumping in your fucking,
walking about Main Street with it on. Two Red Bulls.
Two Red Bulls. I did a bit of material while you were away, and I don't think you've seen it, about like, why do the fattest cunts buy the most energy drinks? You know, you see a guy come out, you're getting in a taxi, and he's like 40 stone, and he's got 3 tins of Boost, and you're like, what's that energy for? In case you have to fetch a hula hoop from under your tent.
Bottle of Lucozade Sport.
Yeah.
Just for
33% longer.
That's hilarious.
I can eat for 33%. Oh, fuck, our elbow will be sore, boys. By the time you get past the fucking the 10th pack of a 24 pack crisp, boys, it's sore.
33%. So I come up to 2 streaks of bacon. Okay, that's how I measure everything. That's my metric. Streaks of bacon.
So lengthwise. Better fucking, what a better metric there is. Like, streaky bacon.
And people are like, can I have 3 fingers of, like that old school American thing? 3 fingers of vodka.
Yeah.
Like, that way. You know what I mean? That's whose fingers you get.
Like, I'll give you 3 fingers.
Fucking ass. I'm convinced. I met a guy.
Call me the fucking Kit Kat for nothing.
Wait till I whip out the chunky. I might have remembered this wrong, but I'm pretty sure Mickey asked his mom to do something for him one time, and she went, fucking kiss my dirty ass. which is
or any other type of
I
ass.
Love that. Which is second only to my dad at home one time being in the fridge, and all I could see was his legs. My sister was like, he ran a thin a tiny fucking air, whatever. And he just like lifted one of his legs and went, kiss my bangle. Like that. But it was like a sitcom, because all I could see was his legs. Like, he just lifted it, like, kiss my bangle.
And the plot thickens. Now we understand where you get it from.
That's hilarious.
Oh, my dad has some fucking screamers. Like,
see, some of the top tier fucking comedy, like words and stuff, is fine from Oil Boys. Like.
Oh, yeah. My dad called someone a knob thrust because he drove in front of him one day. He's fucking knob thrust. It's like, I don't even know what that means.
Hilarious.
Isn't it? And so then he told me he had a mate when they were younger, because they one time they were like drunk or something, they were all pissing outside and the wind turned and this guy pissed all over himself, and for fucking 30 years they call him Skite the Pish. He's like I don't actually really know his name.
That is amazing.
Skite the Pish. Skite the Pish. Did Shane have a bit about that, like people's dad's names, who just they did one thing once and it just
that's
fucking
right, Shane, that's the sticks one now. That's class, actually. Because that reminded me when I was talking to him about that, was we had a fucking... There's some of the nicknames like are relentlessly... Like, we had a guy, a friend of ours, who had a fucking very serious operation, and he had serious issues with his circulation, so he had to get veins from his shin around that area, his calf, and put into his neck. Oh. And from then on was known as Leg Neck.
There's a fucking...
That's so stupid. But the poor guy was going through enough trauma, but to get a fucking nickname for one thing that happened.
Here's the thing, though. Was he sound about it? Like, did he kind of look at the nickname?
No.
There's a fella.
He was alright.
Round about my age, actually, who is in a wheelchair. I remember one night being in Main Street, Noma, and a load of his mates just went up to him and goes, "Well, Hot Wheels, we get in the taxi here. What the fuck's happening?" And he was totally sound about it.
Oh, absolutely.
Right, it's your fucking mates.
It's your mate, like that, yeah. But you walk up to some random you don't know and say, "All right, Hot Wheels."
Mental.
There's a great documentary on about the Troubles. Something during the one of the prisons in the maze, and there's a prison guard being interviewed, and he goes, there was a boy in here. He says, during the hunger strikes, all the prisoners were trying to smuggle in wee LED crystal radios so they could listen to the election results. So we had a guy whose job it was to make sure that they didn't smuggle them in up their holes. So, right? Deadly serious, right? And then he goes, but nobody wanted that job. He says, but we got one boy who took the job, but he came up with an idea. And what he did was he made them squat over a mirror, and then he would shine the torch of the mirror down to there for it to reflect up. And he says, from then on, he was known as the Stargazer.
And he just says it so dead, man. I was like, that's fucking genius.
You need to do that as a bit immediately. That's fucking hilarious.
I watched this fucking, you know, like one of those ITV or like UTV features that would, they used to do them, they would have been about 10 minutes long.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Late
yeah.
at night.
Mm-hmm.
And it was about hurling in Antrim, like way up in the glens of Antrim. And they're just isolated, these boys hurling. And they had like a local, or it was wherever this wee kid came from, some school or something. And he was like, he was a fucking Protestant. That was it. And they thought it was like, you know, we fucking brassened up here. But, you know, they thought it was like wild. And then the guy goes, I don't care if you're up here and you can, he's like, if you can hurl, let me tell you, it don't matter if you're Catholic, Protestant, white, black, or yellow. You can, if you can hurl. And it was like, I know he meant well, but he was just like, if you're a darkie or yellow or fucking one of them chinks, it doesn't matter. If you can hurl, you can get in here.
The sentiment was there somewhere. Yeah,
but he just did, couldn't pull the fucking PC vocab.
The vocabulary wasn't there at all, no.
Them male fucking yellow one.
Great sentiment, terrible execution.
Yeah. He's like the fucking Lenny Bruce of the Glens of Antrim.
Right. How did that cunt get arrested, didn't you?
He just said wild shit back in the day.
And how could you get arrested for, like...
Well, don't forget the context of when you couldn't...
Yeah, there's a lot of shit.
You couldn't say shit for a start.
You couldn't say...
Full circle. Literally you couldn't say fuck all now.
So often you can say literally these days, but you literally couldn't say shit.
Yeah. Literally.
Oh, my God. Full fuck circle me. Now, boys. You can't say fuck all now. Al McGowan's got the...
Here's what you do. Say whatever you want and just block out the haters.
Just hope for the best.
Just carry on, because everyone's just...
It's hard to keep track of it. Like, it's hard to keep track. You have to...
By the way, see that fucking "baby, it's cold outside" that shit, and everyone's cracking up. We go, "What's manipulative and all this here?" And then I read this whole thing where someone was like, you know, she was like an English professor, but she was also like into a lot of 40s and 50s shit. And she goes like, basically, you couldn't be seen to. She obviously did want to, like, in this scenario, people think it's, you know, the guy's forcing her to stay in the house and trying to, you know, holding her by the arm and all. And she's going, back in those days, you couldn't just outright go, oh, I'm dying for a bit of cock. You had to be like, no, I'm so shy. Like,
yeah. You would have got a reputation.
Yeah, you would have got a reputation of being a full slapper. So you had to like knock it back a wee bit. And
it would have been like cock teasing extraordinaire. Like, it was the top level. You had to be like,
But which is fine, because then dudes get good at. And now people are even like, oh, he tricked her into having sex. And you're like, yeah, it's called being a fucking player. You know what I'm saying? That's what you do. You're trying to punch up. You're trying to be like, impress someone enough that they buck you.
But where does it
start?
I have a theory. Why is it only Christmas songs?
Because Faggot and the other one.
Ah, but why only Christmas songs? Like, why not?
Cardi B's.
It's just a new fact.
People are eating fucking Cardi B's asshole and everyone's like playing it for their kids like at a fucking birthday party.
Did you ever listen to the Police, Every Breath You Take? The most stalker fucking song ever existed. Nobody's touching that.
People are so fucked off with the Christmas songs.
Yeah. What about
all those?
Just want to get rid of it.
All those like Sweet 16 and she was only 16 and fucking Sweet Caroline and all that shit.
Oh, and you're like 44.
Creepy as fuck.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to say. See that cold outside thing? He's all like, you know, it's cold outside, whatever. And she's like, no, I can't. And then she's like, maybe I'll have a drink. Maybe I won't. Maybe I'll have one more cigarette. Maybe I won't. Oh, I gotta go. It's all over the place. Have you seen the next scene?
No.
In the movie? It's the exact reverse, where a guy's trying to get out of the house. And she's like, it's cold outside. And he's like, I really must go. He's more fucked. Because she'll be like draining out Joe bags and getting pregnant. And then he'll have fucking three fucking kids that he doesn't want. Talking about life rape here, you know what I'm saying? She's only like, oh, I might stay for
a millennial term for it as a life rape.
I might stay for an orphaginal. Might not, only messing with a lot of learning. And he's like, oh, please stay, please. And that's another thing, he's also like some sort of greasy European, so he's all like, oh my goodness. You know, like.
The character was a bit sleazy.
But no one mentioned straight after that, when you know how sound that guy was, when she's like basically spreading it open for him, and he's like, nah, I'm all right, love him. Like, fucking stay! Get in my box, Jim!
You must be starving, it's cold outside.
I know. Fucking hating's broken everything.
Do you want a mince pie? I've no custard. But I need some cream.
No one mentioned that fucking guy. He was trying to just be sound.
Mad. It's fucking mad. Like,
listen to Every Breath You Take. Like, it is the stalker song. It is like their anthem. It's a man stalking a woman. Like every breath you, every move you make.
But like, who are these cunts that like just dig up? She, like, even that Kevin Hart thing where it's like he got the Oscars thing taken away from him from a tweet from a decade ago. Like, who's the cunt that's sitting looking up Twitter going, where did he fuck up? There's going to be somewhere he fucked up.
I was
going
to say there's always one. There's fucking loads of them. Nothing else like, to do with their time.
Get a fucking job, or like, you know, the actual real life should get in the way of you doing that.
I wonder, are they the type of person that turns around then and goes, do you know, I was the person that found the tweet. The Kevin Hart.
Yeah,
are they that type of thing?
They 100% want to seem like fucking.
Fuck me.
It's the word for it is like virtue signaling.
That's what they are.
They want you to know that they're morally elite.
Yep. I'm up here in this big fucking lanky stallion, boy. Listen to this.
We're going to have to do some real shanky electronic shit. Gonna eat your face.
I'll be watching you. Yeah. Constantly watching the cunt. Every day. Watching who she talks to. Everything. Stings.
Fuck, that is creepy. Fucking creepy. Swing around to the camera there.
He is in the bushes fucking touching himself. And that one.
He's literally got a double bass that he's plucking away at. Which if you took away, he's just literally bothering the end of his cock.
Yeah, only in the bottom string, obviously the G string, obviously. Yeah, so, yeah, you know yourself.
Professional. That's fucking mad. Oh, here was right. We'll go to some questions here because there was some topics in there that I wanted to talk about.
I didn't know there was a quiz. Is there?
No, it's not like it's not a quiz. It's just questions. Hang on. What the fuck did I? Wait here. Did you hear this headline? Woman rode motorbike naked, got fingered in the street, and punched a blind man.
That is
standard.
Probably one of the best headlines I've ever heard.
Like, what order did she do that in?
Where do you start dissecting that?
Where did this occur?
Slow one down. Finger me.
Cheers, blind man. How did that? I bet you she was riding the bike naked, stopped, just as a guy thought he was getting change from a vending machine. put his fingers right in her asshole, right, and she went
and she punched him.
You bastard! Flew away.
Absolutely.
Oh god!
I just screenshot off the crack. Oh yeah, there was. Do you hear about that guy who did a joke on stage, and they at a university, and they just come up and turn the mic off. And went, we're just gonna stop you right there. That's enough from you. We're just not happy with that joke.
Jeez. Who was the comedian?
Something was it Nish Patel or something? I think was his name.
This is in America?
Yeah, hold on, I'll read this out. During the event, Patel's performance featured commentary on his experience living in a diverse area of New York City, including a joke about a gay black man in his neighborhood, which AAA officials deemed inappropriate. Patel joked that being gay cannot be a choice. No one looks in the mirror and thinks, this black thing is too easy, let me just add another thing to it.
Which is actually quite a good joke.
That's, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a great joke. Anything, it's kind of on the side of gays and blacks.
Absolutely.
By going, that's how difficult it is to be a fucking gay or a black in America right now. 30 minutes into the set, Patel, or 30 minutes into Patel's set, members of AAA, whatever that is, interrupted the performance, denouncing his jokes about racial identities and sexual orientation, and provided him with a few moments for closing remarks. I'd have went, fucking suck my dick, you fucking pansies.
Closing remarks.
Compared to his other jokes.
Has that ever happened before? Somebody targeting just sexual orientation. Stops mid-set and goes, I don't like what you're saying.
You wouldn't get it any other form of entertainment at all. And that's the thing, is like people...
And like you think of fucking likes of Katie Hopkins and all get to do full speeches.
Oh,
There's something about comedy where it's... People, it's just so easy. It's so easy to get annoyed by it. It's so easy to crack up about something. And you're like... Joking about something
it's
is
the
that...
Last, it's the last bastion. It's the last fucking... art form there is where there's freedom of speech.
But it's the last one. It's the last one left where you can physically get your hands on the perpetrator.
Yeah.
If you
yeah.
think they're going wrong, they're going, you're right there. Like the internet is kind of like the last thing of, because it's like anonymous. You can be like anonymous and say whatever the fuck you want and nothing will ever happen to you.
But I'm saying on stage for us,
yeah,
there can be nothing taboo. There can be nothing that can't be taboo. If it's done right, no matter what it is, and that some takes a lot of skill on the harder subjects, but
but it's like that Patrice O'Neill thing. You should be allowed to make the attempt.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's like anything else. You fuck stuff up. Like, but
context has to be the same. You're in a fucking comedy club, or you're at a comedy show.
Yeah.
So the context of being there is like negates the fact that this is some fucking random right in the corner of the street just shouting obscenities at black gay people.
But it's just it's actually like it's almost like uneducated to like the way you're saying that joke is actually pro black, pro gay. Well, they don't do that. They just hear the buzzwords and go, no, not okay. But again, not
back,
okay.
It's back to the fucking blind man fucking headline. It's a clickbait headline.
Also, no offense to younger listeners of this, but you're doing a fucking gig to college students where the oldest one's like 21.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I was a fucking retard. Triggered.
Absolutely.
When I was fucking like 18 or something.
Triggered.
It's, you know what I mean? Like, your head's up your hole. You don't know what you are. So you're just going, oh, I'm trying to act like a nice person. Did you just say black and gay in the one sentence? Like there aren't fucking black gay people.
That's
But meanwhile, the guy's obviously fucking Indian or something.
I was at a community thing in Boston, and there was a fucking old boy from Donegal who sat and told a black woman that she shouldn't say black. She should say African American.
And she's like, I'm from
this voice from the fucking about 3 miles from Malin Head in Donegal. The fucking arse end of nowhere. And he's telling a black woman in Boston.
He gets a tan when he opens the fridge.
Who had just defined herself as a black
as
woman
a black person,
in Boston. Tyler went, I don't think you can say black. You know,
here's the one now, you watch that black African stuff.
The problem with like African American is like someone's like, oh, I'm from fucking Jamaica or something.
You know, like Caribbean American, you know, Black, I think, is fair enough. Again, context-wise, it's... Yeah.
World's fucked, boys.
No, it's not.
I'm pretty sure.
She's up the left.
She's just a wee bit steaming. She hasn't been fucked yet.
We'll put her in the library here and get her home to fuck.
Going to Lavery's next week, all the way from Shropshire. What countries would you like to gig in that you haven't already done? I'll gig anywhere. Like, I literally... People in a room.
I'd actually really like to do a gig in Amsterdam.
Well, yeah, we could do that. No problem, probably.
I would like... to definitely do that
just
in Amsterdam.
Just come along.
Go to Amsterdam. I'll just carry your bags.
Get stone rotten and do a few comedy gigs. Be great.
No, we're going to go and see like museums and
Anne Frank
house and stuff. And
no, not the Anne Frank one. Go to that Body Works one.
We'll go to the Body Works and stuff. Yeah. I'll be
Bulldog Cafe.
9 o'clock in the morning. No, that's the chain. No.
Yeah, get the wee special.
I'll get the special.
I know where to go. Who's the best stand up you've ever seen live? Mark McCartney at Laffy, sorry.
McCartney's on by. I need to see him.
Probably Joey Diaz, you know?
Yeah, Joey Diaz. Store. Or like, I don't know, Bill Burr in Dublin was pretty fucking. Apart from there was a bunch of fucking numpties sitting around us, like, but. It was a good gig. That guy Jimmy Schubert was fucking hilarious. Have you seen him?
I never got to see him. Nah.
Funny as fuck.
I'm gonna go local and go fucking Kevin McAleer.
Incorrect.
His first night in Dailies was fucking on
shite.
best one. Tiernan's fucking hard to.
I think Tiernan's fantastic. Like
when which is most of the time when he's on farm, it's fucking just yeah.
Tiernan is lethal.
I think it's the only act I pay into now. I wouldn't look at a ticket at any other act, you know, in that stage, but I still would.
There's not many comedians I would like pay to see.
I want to go and see, yeah, yeah. Mainly because it's like a fucking busman's holiday, but he's the one that would, yeah.
But it's like, we were chatting the other night about it, like, there is honestly about 10 comedians that you'd like pay to go see.
And yeah, like, there's a lot of famous comedians in LA, but like, ones that are really, really fucking good.
Top of their game, yeah.
A handful of them.
Yeah.
Just like, Chris D'Elia that night in the store, what was he like?
Shit, complete shit. Like he'd never done stand up before.
We
call that guy Tony fucking. Oh my god! Do you know that guy was supposed to be like Dave Chappelle's sort of mentor, and everyone's like, he sounds like Dave Chappelle, and you're like, nah, he's older than Chappelle by about 20 years.
The guy who did Chappelle's show with Dave, Neil Brennan.
No, he's a black guy.
Oh,
Tony something.
Oh, he did like deaf comedy jams and stuff.
Probably. Tony fucking, I don't know, but talking about murder, I've
look up that? Tony Chappelle comedian, see what pops
it's
up.
It's not Tony Chappelle.
No, but look up, because if he's got a strong association with him, it might pop up.
It'll come up together, yeah.
Spelled that wrong, but Chappelle.
Chappelle.
Tony Rock, no. What the fuck is that dude's name? Look how skinny he is now. I don't know, but he was in the limelight one night, and he absolutely blew the deck off it. And then, typical Belfast crowd, he was doing so well, someone left him up a drink, which then became a thing, and people just kept bringing him drinks. And he would like drink a couple of Guinness or whatever, and then by the end of it, he couldn't finish, because there were so many fucking, there was like 15 pints and glasses of wine and everything, and he's like, man, I gotta get the fuck out of here, man. He got out of there. What is that guy's name? That's gonna fucking kill me. It's definitely Tony something.
I'm trying to think. Oh, Chris Kent. Definitely another.
Oh, yeah, fantastic.
Unbelievable.
Been in tears. Ooh. Like, I think that's the last time I cried laughing was when I seen Joey Diaz. I was like, when's the last time I laughed like that? It was Chris Kent.
Do you ever watch a cunt on stage and just get depressed and go,
he's fantastic.
It does make you sad.
Hope you get knocked down on the way home.
Saying that, like, whenever I just made some videos and then that LOL show got in touch with me, and then I was hanging about with, like, Shane and Dave and all that. Or no, fuck's sake. Like, Dave wasn't even around at that point. Like, Shane and Mickey and a couple of other ones doing stand up at the time, and seeing Mickey in Newcastle in that wee anchor bar at the back of it,
mm-hmm.
playing this Friday guy sold out, suck my dick. And even because I was just like, how the fuck did, you know, when you're like, you don't know anything about the scene or anything, so you're just like, where the fuck did he even practice this? And he was murdering, like, and I was like, what the fuck is, I don't even know what's happening right now. That blew my fucking mind, like, you know. Skip a few years, he's bringing me on, but you know what I mean? It's like,
right hand man, too, according to the article last week.
Well, he wrote. That fucking article made me angry.
What was that?
It was a brief skim over the current state of affairs and.
Oh, that article by Riggsy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just was, it would have been like me. I said it last week, it'd be like me writing in it, like something on the music scene in Northern Ireland. Like, I know some things about it, then that's it, really. But.
I didn't make the fucking list.
Yeah.
They used my picture.
Yeah, but that's
they
what I'm saying.
they put my photo in the article and then went through the list. And then at one point went, and the list goes on. I went, oh, I'm coming now somewhere. No,
but that's,
why you use
but
the picture?
But that's what I'm
why
saying.
Why use the photo if you're not?
That's what I'm saying. And then at some point they had to throw in a girl. And
I was going to say, I've never met.
Yeah. No disrespect.
Are there female comedians out there?
Yeah. Talk about it. There is a lack of female comedians, for sure.
Like, in proportion-wise to male, but there are plenty out there that are doing quite well.
Where, here?
Well, out on the island.
You know, Europe.
Well, there's more than what we heard in the article. I mean, oh, yeah, I never totally, heard yeah. I don't know who she is.
Yeah. Maybe, I think they just were like...
Is she local, Belfast? Like,
or? I don't know.
All right,
I don't know at all.
Get in touch if you, even, know, you know. Send them postcards.
Yeah, it's hard. I mean, there's Teresa, there's fucking Mary Flanagan. Who have you got, really? I know. I don't know.
Well, it used to be Niamh Maron. Used to do a lot in Oman. Niamh. Obviously, Niamh's over in London now.
Yeah.
Eleanor's away to London too. Eleanor Tiernan.
Yeah.
They're all fucking leaving, boy.
Oh, just don't blame them. At all.
They go to London down. Where you have to fucking bring people to gigs sometimes.
Yeah, in London.
Fuck that.
There's places you go to. It's kind of the same in America, isn't it?
That's the seediest way, I think, it's for open a mic place that
style is like, yeah,
can't get crowds.
Yeah.
It's like, I will book 5 acts and they bring 2 friends each. And then you have to bother your mates to come down to a gig, yeah, and shit like that. It's fucking...
I remember coming out of like 2 sold out fucking... Museum of Comedies and going for pizza, and the pizza goes, oh, we just had we have an open mic night tonight, you want to stay for open mic night? And I was like, nah, just came with a pizza.
Fuck that.
Bring 3 friends on some pizza.
And then I don't know why I remember this, but he gave me a Diet Coke with a lime in it, and it was the tastiest thing I've ever had in my fucking life.
A revelation, boy.
Here, put the lime in. How excited is McCann for Kill Tony Dublin?
Can't wait.
When is it?
Very excited. They announced it actually on Aikens yesterday. It's, I think, the 2nd week of February. So we should all just fucking land down to it.
What date have we got? Date?
I mean, I feel like...
I don't know the exact date, but they're saying 2nd week in February. Aikens have the date up at the minute. But what I'm trying to do on the low is get it down the libraries to fuck.
And then on another night... Here's another
mean,
thing.
Do you mean on the low as in to all of Colin's listeners on yeah. the podcast? On the down low.
On the down low. Keep her quiet. But yeah, I'm trying to get it to libraries because... That would be an answer. I think if you're... I understand, like, if you're a Yank coming over and you're like, yeah, we'll put it in Dublin, that's the main place to do it.
Most of them
plus, they just associate that I yeah. am, they think I basically am from Dublin.
Well, that's, oh, yeah. Yeah. Even yeah. Even the, remember
it's
I said...
3 miles between Cork and Dublin.
The bear, yeah. The bear face guy was like, this dude's from Belfast.
Yeah.
And I was like, you shut your fucking
O-Town, fuck you up.
Fucking giddy so, up, sir. From the KR.
But I think it and Larry's would be fucking hilarious.
Speaking of yup. Bro.
Come how on. Does that even... That's not... That's not genetically morphed. You can't spunk that amount, like...
You can...
Nah,
you,
I tried storing it.
I think you'd get... Would you not get... Would you not... What were you saying there? You were trying to get them to Laveries? I mean, it's fairly plausible. The only problem is... We'd have to run it, and then they would probably just take all the marbles. Like, they would just be like, yeah, well, we could all take the money and...
Blah, blah. Imagine I didn't have a clue... What the Kill Tony podcast was, and explain it to me.
Basically, you put your name, and it's every Monday in the Comedy Store in LA. So right. Every fucking comedian's there, basically, like open micer, because it's pretty good exposure. Like if you get on it and stuff, throw your name in a bucket. There's about 100 to 200 signups every Monday, depending on who the guest is. Essentially,
200
signups. Oh, aye. Depending on who the guest is. Like the Segura one, there was about 200 signups.
Easy. Right.
So you throw your name in a bucket. If you get pulled out of it, you get a minute. You perform in front of Henchcliffe, Brian Redband, whoever the guest is, and basically you do your minute. After that, they just fucking essentially roast you or interview you or whatever the fuck, depending on how your set went. Will depend on the interview. So
but the thing that adds to the show is if the person is basically mentally ill,
yeah,
and they get up and do stand up. That's when the podcast is at its best because yeah. they get fucking laid into them. Whereas you went up. And I've seen it a couple of times where you just did well.
Yeah.
No, you did great, but you know what I mean? You did well. There was nothing weird about it. And then they're all laughing. And then the best they can do is like, oh, fucking potato and all this here yeah. shit. So they like struggle to fucking slag you.
There was one where the one I did with Whitney Cummins.
Yeah.
And she was like, I just didn't understand any of it. And then I fucking watched the video back and the cunt's like folding over, yeah. clapping and laughing.
Yeah. You should do one of those like Thug Life videos where just like Ruby White and she's like ha ha ha, ha. Yeah. And then just your face. Na 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 na
na. It's but
it's coming.
It's
and obviously it's a fucking it's LA's Comedy Store, so when they get the coverage on that, they move on to that, or is there? Do they get a gig at the store after that? If they do well, no, well, Tony, or
so it's essentially not. No, essentially it's just you going up there and like. Being seen essentially around the store, people like the people who run the store and shit like that, bookers. But like, I had Henchcliffe, K kind of basically said, yeah, we'd like to like make you the new regular, like on the show, but she only had a fucking a month and a half left on the visa, like.
Yeah, on
visa, so.
Go back. What is it about really my personality that if someone said, I'll allow you to do 1 minute, I'd be like, ingest my genitals.
You've done too much.
I've done too much stand-up?
No, you've already raped, like, you can't go sold at Ulster Hall and then go, yeah, give me a minute.
No, yeah, that's probably.
You know what I mean?
Oh no, definitely
not. Yeah, no. And he's not as good.
No matter where it is, me, so. No matter what, yeah. Country it is, LA or
Tony
not.
Tony Hinchcliffe.
He's such a fucking comic book villain. I love whenever, what do you call her? We were at the Comedy Store. Ali Wong went on, and she was like, you know, all these fucking ugly male comedians get successful, and they get fucked all the time by these young models, and you know, by the time you know, I get everyone, you know, I get good at stand up, I'm too fucking old, and I don't want to fuck any of these ugly cunts and all this here shit, and none of them are even funny until they've done stand-up for like 30 years and all, and then Tony Hinchcliffe comes on and goes, and he did a joke and I killed, and he goes, oh, the white man not funny.
See,
like, he's like, fucking asshole.
See, to be fair, his like wit on that show, like in terms of like clapback to the fucking people who are on doing the minute, some of the lines he came out with are unbelievable.
Right. Clapback.
There was a time some girl went on and they were like, you're the hottest Down syndrome girl we've ever had in the show. And then they were like, do you get much action out here with like dating and stuff? And the girl didn't have Down syndrome, by the way, but she was like, yeah, like if there was an app for dating for like people with Down syndrome, I'd probably download it. And then he goes, yeah, it's called Tinder. And the fucking place like just, it was like a Bernie Mac show, like, yeah.
Him and Jeremiah Watkins are their fucking like comebacks are amazing.
Jeremiah Watkins is gonna be probably the biggest thing in the LA scene in about 3 years. Like, he's fucking hilarious.
He just looks like one of those guys would go from that to like SNL to like in every straight movie up, like, that comes right out for yeah. the next 4 years.
He's
again.
Fucking hilarious. That's the thing
what
as well.
What's his name again? Say it again there.
Jeremiah Watkins. So they have like a band.
Sounds like he hangs black people. That name, doesn't he?
Take him up to Jeremiah's house and tie him up in the barn. Goddamn it.
Hanging from old what's his name?
See, too, it's real smart. He's in essentially the house band, and they commit to different characters every single week. Right. And see some of the shit they get away with saying just because they're in character. Like, oh, yeah. One night they were like Trump supporters, and any black comic that came up, them fucking shit they were saying, like, and it was fine because they were in character.
Yeah. Class. Or just call somebody Down syndrome on stage.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd have to be definitely in the character.
Yeah.
Tender
character of a cunt.
Can we get another Rathlin Island trip vlog? We said we'd go for Mickey's birthday this year. To Rathlin. Kill him, put him in the sea.
Jesus Christ.
Here's one for you, Aaron. Cheerios or Crunchy Nut? Which one feels better? Is it blast out your nose?
Neither. Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Oh yeah. Oh my god.
Wait, no, see that mixture too,
don't,
hey?
No.
Holy fuck.
Cheerios and cinnamon yeah.
You're back and fucking Cheerio now.
He smuggled the box back home.
Crunchy Nuts, what's the story?
Fuck,
Crunchy Nuts all the way. Like.
I mean, definitely, it's like a pudding.
Definitely, I would say definitely that Cheerios and Crunchy, or no, Cinnamon Toast Crunch concoction was top 5 meals of my life. It was a bowl of cereal.
You were blocked, like,
you
so.
Get fucking out more.
Sorry to message direct, as I know you don't like it. Will there be any gigs between the 19th and the 2nd from either you or Big Mick? Now, feel free to contact Mickey Bartlett about any of that shit, because I feel like I'm the fucking people. Do people think I manage all these comedians?
You're a receptionist.
You're the godfather. Where's Shane at this week? I don't fucking know.
Hold on, I'll pull out my fucking black book there.
Yeah, I've got a database of Dave's gigs here. Hold on a second. For fuck's sake. Mate, what time's Pug Ugly's open? I'm not even on. Don't know. Fucking lunatics.
I used to get that, would you believe, from, I used to work with Travellers. And they used to, one of the boys used to land in my house. And it'll be like 10:30 at night.
Damn, for a bit.
And I get the knock at the door. And owner, Connor, I said, what? Is the poker on Dianne F tonight? I said, what? Is the poker on at Dianne F Hall? I was like, I don't fucking know. Go, look at the paper. Sure, I can't read. And I was like, oh, for fuck's sake. So I had to go and get the paper. Ah, it's on tonight. Go, man, take go.
Jesus Christ.
That was my job.
Fucking Google keys over there.
Oh, oh, obviously pre-internet, because now they can Google flat out. Siri! I'd love to hear Siri. I'd love to hear Siri with the travellers. Siri, you'll get me a telephone number, can you? Siri does not earn.
Did you steal me?
No. No, we'll have none of it.
Man in hot water for banging women on Great Pyramid of Giza. Do you see that?
Pyramid
like a,
of.
There's like a fucking Google image thing of him just riding someone on top of a pyramid.
I was going to say they're going nuts,
but they're not too impressed about it too. I think the country's fucking reacting like they're going to get killed, so they're going to
get out of there. Do you have a plan for getting back to LA? McCann Comedy, don't wake up 30 as fucking Oma, please. Chris or Irwin, do you know that person? This guy's praying for you. Don't come back, mate. Just stay out. I'm down for you to get a, to go out there and be successful. And then, you know.
Yeah, so he's somewhere to visit.
I'll be successful enough where I can just do a season there. I'll be like, I'll be out for pilot season, bro.
And I'll definitely be successful.
To make a vlog.
Sell weed out there.
Here, why not? Fuck it.
Make a fortune.
You'd be great.
I'll be a great salesman for anything.
The thing about it is, like, it's such a fucking struggle. But then people just get an ounce of luck, whole life changed forever.
An ounce can change everything, boy.
Depends where, what orifice you have it in. I remember before our wedding, do you remember the English boys were over, the two fucking farmers?
Oh,
and he's like breaking up this fucking hash. And I was like, where the fuck did you get the hash even? And he's like, oh, it's in my ass. He's like, literally put it up his hole to fly over.
Oh, I know boys who just put it in their mouth.
After it's been in their ass.
No, just put it in their mouth. So they're just
put your tongue over it.
So you don't have to answer no questions. It's security. Yeah. And I remember him telling me, and I thought about it, and I thought, right enough. So he goes, I just have a cling film running from my mouth, and I'm just
a wee bit, like it's the wee drop,
just a quarter or whatever it is. And I thought that's genius, right?
Genius.
You sniffer dog in your mouth, though.
I never smell it because it's in your mouth.
Well, I had somebody. I think I had those or like CBD or something, and the girl was like swabbing a fucking Sure roll on deodorant, and I was like, look how close that is to like cannabis products, and you're worrying what's in the fucking shower, like
makes no sense. Ket. It's not gonna be long until it's legalized anyway, and they're all gonna
what ket?
Fucking ket. It's gonna be fucking yes, straight available to the fucking the masses. On the masses.
Ket is starting to be the new fucking weed now. People are like, legalize it because it helps with depression and stuff.
Aye, them old horses, they get wild sad.
The reason you're fucking not depressed is you're distracted from the fact your sofa is 12 miles long.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Why I'm in fucking space here.
Being out of your mind means you're kind of not depressed for a second.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
But how do you treat your depression? I drink all day.
Yeah.
And feel great.
And 12 Valium in the morning just to get things
I going. Think I would benefit a lot from an old quarter of Xanax, you know, chucked in the mix every day.
It's the go-to drug out in the States.
People, I read an article and people were like, you need to stop getting your nerves confused with your anxiety. People were like, just because you have something to do at work and you're a bit nervous doesn't mean you should pick up a fucking Xanax addiction.
Yeah. Those are nerves that are supposed to happen.
Yeah, if you have to talk, if you do a public speech, you're going to be a bit nervous. Like, if you're maybe you wake up in the middle of the night, like, and then can't sleep for hours.
Adderall's a big one over there too, isn't it? Adderall's a fucking serious one too, which is speed, basically.
Yeah.
Adderall, the Navy are having an awful trouble trying to recruit because they can't find a cunt that's not on Adderall.
Oh, why?
They take it at high school and schools to try and focus on exams and all that sort of shit, and they just can't find them because it's fucking flowing through everyone.
It's mental.
Where did you get? Did McCann manage to recruit any new members to the Ulster Dome Association while in the States? Also, what happened to the On Freak?
And is this my initiation? Am I in the dome now, or what the fuck is going on?
What's the dome? So, like, you got a fat head? Is that what you're talking about?
He's trying to make a good head joke there.
Mark, son of Dave. Hey, they're my fucking head jokes. Hands off. Also, what happened to Don Freak? I don't know.
By the way, too, sometimes you'll put up, right, a picture of me or something, and someone will say, fucking loafing that cunt, and I'll go on their profile, and they have a fucking hot air balloon for a head, too.
Yep.
Fucking
I walked out in Ulster Hall, sold out Ulster Hall. Guy goes, fat cunt. And I went, who said that? And I was like, fatter than me, a ginger, bald.
Oh, man. There's just. But why? What are they looking for? Is it all attention?
Well, some people are having. Usually people are having a bit of crack with. But
shout
then
that, like, just randomly. It
some people are.
Like,
some people are just being complete cunts, like. And yeah, it is attention. It all boils down to attention. Like,
there are cunts, just automatically, they shout anything. But to shout that, what would they expect the comeback to be? What was it going to be? Fucking. Jesus, I didn't know. Thanks for letting
me. It's a guy going out with about four or five mates, right? And just wants something to talk about the office on Monday. I shout fat cunt. Do you mind that? Do you mind that?
I've seen a few ones. I've seen a few ones in a few clubs now, Snapchatting their mate heckling. So they're sort of it's a pre-prepared heckle.
Yeah,
it's like, here, mate, what is this? What he says, and then they're waiting for something, and they shout out some random thing, and then they ultimately get a big laugh from that wee circle of people.
Loser. They think
they're fucking amazing.
Loser.
Think they're great. Then the comedian rips them a fucking new asshole.
Yeah.
They come crying to daddy, but
that takes all the crack out of heckling as well.
I remember fucking.
Yeah, what the fuck? Pre-prepared heckling's supposed to be a natural thing that you want. You know, it's just supposed to come out. It's just, yeah. You know.
And a good heckle is.
A good heckle can be. It adds to the gig. Like, yeah. Absolutely, yeah. But they are very rare.
Yeah, it better be a belter.
Mm hmm. It better get an applause break or you're dead, motherfucker.
Yeah. Yeah, fuck me. It was like the ones at the. One of those limelights I did, and they just wouldn't shut the fuck up, and then I would ask them something and they would answer, and then I would go to talk and then they would shout something else, and then I got to the point where it was just like I said something like slagging them, and the guy went,
you know, like
so offended.
Uh-huh. I was like, hey, this could have not happened.
Yeah.
Had you been acted like a fucking normal person. And then they delayed the fucking closing of the show so long that they got up and left, and I was like, you fucking cunt. If you'd have fucked up from the word go, yeah. I'd have been off stage by now. We could have both been back, you know, fucking getting like, pints.
See, when I'm on stage, talking, if it happens, thankfully it doesn't happen to us, but when it does happen, you sometimes you would try and ignore it. But I know from being an audience member.
It's so annoying.
It's a fucking nightmare.
It's nearly worse.
Not only
are
you annoying the comedian, but you're annoying every fucker around.
It's actually worse if you're in the crowd a lot of the time.
Oh, you're trying to listen and you're being respectful and you're listening to the comedian, they're doing a bit, and all you hear is Brenda having to fucking talk about her day, and you're like, sit downstairs, go outside, go out to the front bar, fucking shut up.
The audience are on your side for that, so it's like, that's why.
Yeah, they'll definitely watch you, like, yeah. Because they paid in to watch a show, and that's, you know, these ones haven't got the message, but the audience will love you when you give them.
Like some heckles you can give like pretty lazy pedestrian comics, people go fucking mental.
It's the speed.
Okay, this is them fucking up.
It's
now.
The speed you say it, not what you say a lot of the time.
100%.
To be quick back with. Yeah.
The best fucking heckle put down I ever had was I didn't even say anything. I just went, you know, like, ugh.
The face was enough. Yeah.
Like it was so bad, I was like, ugh.
Yeah, and that's all it warranted, and that's all it needed.
There's one you did, and I fucking died laughing at it. I think it's actually in a vlog, but it was one night at Lavery's. I'm pretty sure I was MCing, and there was a couple down at the back, and they didn't, like, relentless, like, just out of your way to make everyone's night shit.
There's three fucking floors at Lavery's. It's upstairs or downstairs.
Like, just like, it gets to the point where it's like, you're a fucking saddo, like, and he was on, and he kept, like, coming back at her, and then she did one more heckle, and Colin literally just like put his hand on the table and went, ah, euthanasia. Fucking died laughing. That's one of my favorite heckle comebacks. If you got that in video, people would have been fucking
euthanasia.
Yeah. So funny.
Yeah. I don't even remember that.
Ah, euthanasia. So funny.
I might be a fucking sociopath. I don't even recall that.
Don't even remember. Fucker.
So funny.
But it does. I mean, the more drunk, obviously, do you ever get those ones who are nice people and they genuinely believe they're whispering?
Oh, why?
But the whole fucking place can hear every word they're saying.
Bogans is notorious.
And they actually do this.
Yeah. Yeah.
As if they're whispering.
He's not funny.
As if it shields it from fucking going out in the atmosphere.
Not only does it heighten the temp, it lowers the decibels too.
That's why it's not that funny now. The first color, but that's standard.
You're fucking shit, mate.
I love when people come up to you at the end, like, all the comedians aren't kind of friendly. You know, you were great, but him, you should delete his number off your phone because he's just unfunny. Can't you hear me?
I hate that.
I'll tell him.
They'll do it sometimes when they're tell him as we both drive home in the same car.
I didn't see him care going, I didn't hear that. What was that?
Yeah. Fuck's sake. Someone wanted to know where you got those pink trousers.
Actually, one of the girls in the house, her fucking own clothing company. There you go. Nifty genius.
Giddy up. Oh, Nifty
fucking
genius,
shit
boy.
In the air.
One last question. Has McCann got any ideas yet of gigs and tours for the upcoming year?
What the fuck's going on with McCann? McCann, what has happened here now?
What do you mean?
Is it because you grew the fucking goatee beard and went to LA now that they're all loving you? Or is it just because you have now proclaimed yourself as a culture, which I know for a fucking fact you're not a culture?
Well, if it was you that argued I was a culture, because I tried to say, no, I'm not a fucking culture.
You're a townie.
Because Terry McHugh kept calling me a culture when I started out.
No, you're...
And I was like, I fucking got shit from cultures all through secondary school because I'm a townie.
Where Terry lives,
you're a culture, because where he lives is culture land. We are townies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then I went to fucking...
Then you went to LA and became a culture.
Belfast, and everyone called me a culture, so I was like, you know what? Embrace it.
You're the only person I know has went to America and became... and went the other way.
Got you thicker.
G Mac and all goes that way with their accents. Like, yeah. You went that way. You
I
went
you,
more culture.
I tell you exactly how that happened, because I had a break where I realized what had happened. Came back for his wedding, and it was the two English fellas you were talking about.
Yeah.
Like, in my house, right? Like, literally, first day you move in, 39 fucking introductions, right? What's your name? Oh, my name is Aaron.
What, sorry?
My name's Aaron. A-A-R-O-N. Oh, Aaron. And then the first two or three, you'd argue it. You'd go, no, it's pronounced this, whatever. And then you just kind of give up. You just kind of go, yeah, my name's Aaron. Hi, my name's Aaron. My name's Aaron. Yeah, comedy. Name's Aaron. Yeah. Name's Aaron. Come back here. His fucking two mates come in and go, all right, pal, what's your name? Oh, my name's Aaron.
I literally punched him in the dick immediately.
Immediately.
Because we were drunk. I just went, no! Like, yeah.
But you know you have to do it with English too. Because they don't fucking...
He had like a pillow on his lap, and I just went, no!
But see, from that moment on...
Do you remember we met Billy Anderson, the American comedian in Dublin that night? And he was doing the same thing, and you were like, Aaron. And I forgot that he wasn't Irish, and I was like the jumper.
And he's like, what are you saying?
I was like, Aaron, like the jumper.
But here's the problem. You don't even say it right. Because it's Aaron. And you're like, Aaron. And then they're like, Aaron.
We shorten.
Fucking like, think fuck like, your name's not Aaron Craig.
You know what I mean? We like in Oma, we have an
Aaron
avatar.
Craig.
You have a what?
We take O's out of things. We have an avatar. Not an abattoir.
Right.
We have an avatar.
Aye.
So it's the avatar. So we don't bother with O's. So he takes O's out of things. You know.
From that moment on, I said, well, I'm not going to get fucking caught with that again. I went back to America and they were like, what happened? Because I just came back and I was fucking full blown.
It takes too long to say Aaron. Aaron.
But here's the thing. See, being like, first of all, in doing stand up, see if you try and tame your accent. Like, you have to slow it down, absolutely. But see, taming things or like taking out colloquialisms, they don't want to hear that. They want to hear, like, right, you're something different. So, what is like, what's it like on your
they
side?
They do, but they want to at least understand the words being said. So, that's where your speed comes into it. But
yeah, that's what I mean.
Me talking
down.
The way up the road is even. Like, the speed is a lot faster than it is today.
Oh, why?
Because, like, when two Tyrone and two Oma heads get going, because we say things even that you wouldn't say.
Yeah.
And the speed.
But then the
and we don't say O's, Arn, Abiter.
But then it's just good crack as well, because it's Patrick. Like, you get to say things to a bunch of people who have no idea what the fuck you're saying.
Oh, that's mighty. And the reverse of that is you understand every word they're saying.
Oh,
but they don't understand. It's like fucking brilliant.
It's like black. Yeah.
Well, can I tell
car?
You something? Not once did somebody ask me twice what I just said the whole time I was over there.
Because you enunciate very well, sir.
Yeah, you have a good,
you
clear
know
voice,
you
sir.
You went to a very good middle class school.
Anyone need a DOE voiceover?
Never ever hit a corner at 80. Like a wank steam. Take her handy, sir. Don't go around that fast.
Keep her between the hedges, for fuck's sake. Why is there a fucking whole class of school children in the forest behind a wall? Tell me that on a Tuesday.
I woke up beside them.
Or is that for soup? I can't remember. We've gone for an hour and 32 minutes. I'm pretty sure this camera's died, so you might not have been on camera for most of that. But the audio version will be fucking killing it.
In all fairness, if there was a choice out of the three of us that should not be on camera, it would have been me. So
what
that was natural selection.
Right, what have we got to plug in the next minute? Lavery's Comedy Club is tomorrow night, Wednesday the 19th. You're going to MC it.
I'm MC, motherfucker.
Who else is on?
Mr. Mac and... Paddy Raff.
Armageddon's headlining.
I'll be testing some American jokes.
And Paddy Raff's doing some sing songs at the start.
Oh, if the person had asked to, I will be actually trying to book a fucking tour as such, if you call it that. Two shows, but it'll be in April. So
it'll
keep
be
your
the same
eyes peeled for that.
I think we should also see the night if you go down to Kill Tony, try and do like a Whelan's the same night or something.
100%.
Even bring a bunch of cunts down. Just.
Many boss!
Because I went down there, it was lethal. And they were like, yeah, everyone's just been waiting for you to come down here.
Whelan's is fucking, even like that Pop the Cherry Comedy Club, it racks out every single night.
It's small.
People are filled. Like, how many would it hold?
Your man told me 120, but I didn't believe it at all. Really? Standing crushed, it would be 120. It was like, I don't know how many I even had in, but it was, I don't think it was sold out.
What's Lavery's?
But it was packed. What's Lavery's?
Aye.
It changes all the fucking time. I literally thought it was about 200, and they're like, no. No, it's 140 or something.
I was going to say, yeah.
But then on a bung night, they'll let in 180 or something, right. which is annoying because that Christmas gig should have been the most bunged of the year.
But they were queued around the street.
They were, but they didn't let as many as they could have let in. They definitely cut it off at their regular fucking thing. Yeah. So it has been more bunged before.
Than it was, right, yeah.
The amount of messages, even, like, I don't know what the fuck your phone would have been like, but I got a load of messages being like, here, lad, you couldn't come down here and fucking get us in, or here, the bouncers have been wild cunts, and you kind of feel like saying, no smoke without fire.
I don't know I don't know what the crack was that night. I don't know whether it was the same person got in touch with you, but they were just like, yeah, there's a small, fat, obese bouncer here giving me shit, I'm a regular, and I'm like, unfortunately, it's nothing to do with me.
Yeah.
You know,
it started to get with dailies at this peak, and we had to, in OMA, we had to start introducing tickets.
Luckily, my phone was plugged in.
You don't want that balls.
To the sound desk, so I didn't get any of the messages. But after, it was like literally like, can you pull us out of the crowd here? Can we come up the back? You know, whatever. Yeah. And you're just like, there's nothing more sort of like democratic than a queue. Like,
exactly.
You know, who got there first?
There's no VIP section in the back of that. Like, it's not, you know.
I don't know, there should be, so people don't come up and offer to suck Shane's dick, even though they're out of their mind. Did you hear that?
What?
Girl runs up and is like, hey. First of all, she comes over to me and she goes, I'm not interested in you. And I went, right, and just walked away, like straight away, And then she came up right after up me and was like, no, hold on a second. And she's like, can you get him? And I was like, Shane. She goes, I want to suck his dick. And I went, and then I was like, but you know, he's as a gay man. She goes, I love the taste of shit on my cocks. And I went, Shane, come here. And she goes, I'm literally with this guy behind me, but I will fucking dump him to suck his cock. And I went, Shane, and I described it like, I was like, do you know when you've got like a 3-on-2 in rugby and you can't get the ball through the hands quick enough and you just tap it to the next guy? I was like, that's what I did with her to you, Shane. Just fucking, she couldn't have got rid of her quicker. Just like, and then the fella she was with, I just went, fucking,
she was with?
I just went, fucking good luck. And he's like, you know, absolute beta bitch. He's just like, I know.
Oh, cocked out.
Just what is she like? She's fucking
dead behind the eyes.
Definitely. And by the way, Shane absolutely didn't take her up on the offer.
Absolutely not.
Was she mental, good looking? Or?
No, she was great. She was like chav good looking.
But what was she doing with she had her man with, so was Shane going to be like the cameraman or something? Like a fucking bring it, Alan Partridge style, bring him back. Come on, I'm not back. We're gonna sort this out. I don't know.
I don't know. Aggressive.
I don't know if you'd have turned it down, McCann, would you?
She was so full on.
12 Beecham's.
You nearly.
12 Beecham's, 3 Heverleys.
Half a reefer. 2 blue wickets. She looked like it might not have been the first cock she sucked that day, even.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You know what I mean?
Oh, nice.
Her mouth's like one of them wee cups that you clean paintbrushes in. Just full of fucking
dirty water.
Spots all over it. Classy chick.
Right, let's get the fuck out of here before I pish in the air right now.
What else have we got? So, Saturday night, Lola's.
Lola's, Saturday night. That's in OMA.
Well, too, yeah.
At the Silver Birches Hotel. Get on that quickly. If you go to conguest.com, go to buy tickets. There's a link to the Lola's tickets in there. I don't know where else it is, but other than that.
WeGotTickets.com, yeah.
Just type WeGotTickets.
And you'll get
fucking there. Lola's or somebody's name.
It'll be under Lola's, yeah.
Lola's. And that's it.
That's
what have you to plug? Your asshole?
Just that fucking, a couple of dates I'll announce soon enough for April.
I'm going to be singing too. I'm going to be singing retirement for fucking one night only because I was a wee bit drunk one night.
What are we talking?
Commitments Tribute Band.
Commitments Tribute Band.
29th of December. In Lola's.
In Lola's.
Full live band.
Are you playing anything or are you just singing?
No, I'm just sitting there with a tambourine. Just
as long as this Saturday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck, I'm doing the 12 pubs of Christmas. Yeah, I'll land down blocked.
Oh.
No, you'll not land anyway.
Oh, I'll land.
You'll find
I'll crash. Land the floor.
Head first.
Crash land.
I'll go top swindle as well. Broken collarbones all around the Saturday.
If you even think that you might try and crash in the hotel room we have.
Oh, no.
I'm locking you outside.
No, yeah. I don't. Fuck that. I'd be staying in Canton Hill. I wouldn't get bacon sandwiches in the morning.
That there's what we like to call a foyer night.
You'd get 3 Giuseppes in the room, but
fall asleep in the foyer. That's what you do. You know.
Someone get Giuseppes to do something. Like,
I don't think I've left OMA without an absolutely, even from the early days, with like a terminal hangover.
Yeah.
Like, I used to It's been, used to leave Terry Keith's house just like with a full brain hemorrhage.
Pretty strong record that wasn't for Omar right now.
A lot of drink taken.
The days of the famous Keith's house parties.
There's always a lot of overnights, even though you don't live that far away.
Well, I was offered a hotel room.
There's a, there's a lot of drink taken.
Are you staying over then, Saturday?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, no.
Part of the bed.
It's going to get messy.
I literally am going to buy like 6 Giuseppe's pizzas and fucking keep them in the car for the next day.
Epic. Big pint fucking milk, boys.
Oh, deadly.
I can take a pizza then. Don't make it hot, but I can take it cold.
Giuseppe's and Strathroy. Name a more iconic deal.
Strathroy.
Strathroy.
Full fat too. Just tell you what about America. Not a decent pint of milk about.
Oh, isn't it rotten, isn't it?
I'm not
in the bread too.
Full fat milk. Fuck anyway.
Milk's rotten. The bread's rotten. Fuck.
The bread is fucking
The bread's not
stinking.
Good. The cheese is pretty much non-existent.
Yeah,
it's yellow Play-Doh. Bread, like, isn't it? So it's like fucking like a lot of sugar.
Before this gets real fat,
I'm going to get into the fucking food. End of things here. We're worried about the fucking state of Strathroy milk compared to Americans.
Right, I'm getting the fuck out of here.
Yeah, I'll go too.
Cheers for joining us today, folks.
Thank you very much for having me.
See you.